So it may be a brand new year and a brand new decade, but every January brings with it New Year's resolutions. And more often than not, those New Year's resolutions involve eating a tiny bit healthier after overindulging over Christmas time. Now, I've come along to Busy Lizzie's fish and chip restaurant in Skipton today because we're going to be talking about some of the healthier options on their menu. And I'm joined once again on the Stray Lifestyle Show by Katie, one of the owners here at Busy Lizzie's. Welcome, Katie.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Did you have a good Christmas and New Year?
Very good, very good. It seems a long distant memory now, unfortunately.
It really does. January's going so fast, and as I said, we're going to be talking about your healthier options on the Busy Lizzie's menu. We've got the menu in front of us. You've got all the staples that you'd expect of a fish and chip restaurant, but as we said, you've got a lot of healthier options on there as well, haven't you?
Yeah, we decided a couple of years ago to get a couple of starters, mains and a dessert nutritionally tested, so we can put that information on the menus so people who are watching the weight, doing a calorie control diet, can make more of an informed decision, you know, when they come to us, and can have a bit of a varied choice as well.
Do you want to talk us through some of the healthier options on there, maybe some of your own personal favourites, Katie?
Yeah, sure. So all our soups are homemade, and they're all dairy-free, gluten-free, vegetarian, and they're all made on site. And we do a couple of options. We have like tomato and basil, mushroom soup, roasted red pepper, carrot and coriander. So one of those will be available, you know, every day. And if you have the soup on its own, you can have that for less than 300 calories. If you have the bread roll, then that takes it up to less than 600 calories. So that's a good starting point if you wanted to have maybe just the soup, you know, as a starter, or you could have that with, you know, a portion of chips if you still wanted to be a little bit naughty, but know that it's not, you know, you've still got a balance there of having, you know, something healthy with something, you know, maybe a little bit naughty. Any of our fish dishes, you can ask for lightly battered, and you can have that served with a full salad, or you can have half chips, half salad, or you can have a jack of potato. And we've always offered these options, but some people just, and they are in the menu, but sometimes people just aren't necessarily aware that they are readily available. So you can have our cod and chips or haddock and chips lightly battered with a half portion of chips for less than 600 calories.
Well, you mentioned there awareness is key, isn't it? Because you can order fish and chips and maybe you're not massively keen on batter, or as we say, you're looking for a healthier option. Lightly battered fish must be really popular.
Yeah, it is really popular, and you can also get these in our takeaway as well, and you just have to let the fryer know and ensuring that you want the fish lightly battered. We also offer steamed fish too. If people don't want batter, you know, at all, actually one of my favourites, I often will have a steamed fish salad.
And you're not limited to fish and chips as well, because you've got an extensive menu there for the main courses, a whole page full of different options that are not just limited to haddock and chips.
Yeah, that's right. We do burgers, chicken, we do chilli, and we do veg lasagna, we do vegetarian lasagna, veggie burgers. So yeah, we do cover a wide range of products.
And one thing you wouldn't associate eating healthier with are desserts, and you've actually got some desserts that are quite low in calories as well that you can enjoy it.
Yeah, this one was a little bit trickier to try and get under the 600 calories, but yes, you can have our apple pie served with custard for less than 600 calories.
I think that's the thing with you guys here at Busy Lizzie's that maybe stands you above some of the other fish and chip restaurants, is you're constantly adapting and changing the menu to suit different dietary requirements, because here we are in 2020, the modern age, there are so many different dietary requirements. You've got vegans and vegetarians and people that eat gluten-free and dairy-free as well when they come into the restaurant, but you're constantly chopping and changing and bringing in new dishes to suit absolutely any dietary requirements.
Yeah, I think that's what you have to do to move the business forward. You've got to listen to your customers, and we found that a lot of customers were asking specifically our products, are they dairy-free, what do you have that's gluten-free? So we decided, right, let's have a look at the menu, let's see what we can eliminate from the products that we make in-house. Like I say, for the soups, now we're all dairy-free, gluten-free, vegetarian. The chilli that we do, the veg chilli and the beef chilli, there's no gluten in those now. So we've just tried to adapt where we can to eliminate any of the allergens that crop up that, you know, people have an intolerance against or are allergic to.
We spoke before on this show about the sunflower oil chips that you now serve as opposed to your beef dripping chips, and we did a bit of a taste test as well. So, and they're just as delicious as the beef dripping, which you said are your favourite in the past.
Yes, yeah, we do those at our Swadford Street restaurant, so our sunflower oil chips now are all gluten free as well. So yeah, we've got our chips there if people want to give that a try for January.
And Busy Lizzie's, I've actually been recognised as well There's a blog that's gone online recently from the Yorkshire Pud, and they've recognised you as one of the top five fish and chip restaurants in the whole of Yorkshire, and obviously your fish and chips are award winning as well. So the accolades do keep piling up for Busy Lizzie, don't they?
Yeah, it's nice to get some good reviews, and we get a lot of good comments personally to us. We have customer comment cards which people, you know, live filling out, and we get loads of great comments on there.
Well, if anyone does want to find out a bit more about Busy Lizzie's, you can find them online at busylizzies.co.uk. They have restaurants here in Skipton on High Street Car Park and on Swadford Street as well. Katie, thank you so much for joining us on the Stray Lifestyle Show.